Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Well, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head. You know, a school of piranhas or a Venus flytrap takes a lot to satisfy me. I'll eat your whole menu, but don't you dare forget, you got to feed my head too. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Oh, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mind, Body, and Soul Food. I am your host, Tanya Parker, also known as the Natural Sista, here to dish up some deliciously delectable consciousness-raising creations for your mind, body, and soul. I would like to thank the divine Gaia Degbolola, who brought us in with her Hungry Woman Blues. I played it a little longer tonight. I hadn't heard it all the way through in a while, so we got halfway through, and the song makes me smile over and over again. So I hope it made you smile as well. Now, if you have the Hungry Woman Blues or the Hungry Man Blues, for that matter, hopefully we have the cure for that on this show. We're on second Sundays at 6. We serve up education on natural and holistic healing to feed your mind, body, and soul. To get started tonight, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am the creator of Mind, Body, and Spirit Works, whose mission is to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. Now, I came about this kind of a roundabout way. My point of view has been shaped from a 10-year career as a psychotherapist. That was in the past. Also, I went back to school, got additional education, advanced training to earn my natural wellness certificate. I've spent several years developing my intuitive gifts. And then currently, I also work with the body through massage and Reiki energy healing. I also provide healing workshops. I teach public speaking on the university level, and I also facilitate conscious communication with individuals. I truly believe in empowering folks to restore balance in their lives, and I understand the importance of addressing our mental and emotional, our physical and our spiritual needs in the process. So this radio program, Mind, Body, and Soul Food, provides an opportunity each month to expose our listeners to a variety of holistic healers who can nourish our mind, body, and soul. And I want to thank all of you who listened in last month. We had an excellent show on holistic approaches to cancer to honor Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And remember, you can listen in to any past shows, actually anything that we've been airing since July of 2010, you can go into our archives and get it on demand. You can even download it to as a podcast, and as you work out in the gym, you can listen in to some mind, body, and soul food. Now, this month, we're hoping to switch gears a little bit. I say that because our guest isn't yet on the line, and I am hoping that he will be able to call in. Haven't heard from him yet, and I've been calling, and I've been texting, and hopefully we just have a little mix-up. But it is Numerology November, and our guest is actually an internationally known numerology expert and more, and he's a very busy man. I heard about him through Cheryl Ode, and for those listeners who've been following this show for several months, you'll remember her as a guest who shared some amazing information about feng shui back in the spring, right in time for spring cleaning. And when I chatted with her about numerology, she told me I had to ask Craig Wright to talk about numerology on the show, and I could find him on her Facebook friends list. So I went to her Facebook friends list, and I found him, and he said a ready yes. So, obedient woman that I can be, I am glad that I contacted him, and I'm glad that he said yes, and I am very grateful that he said yes, and I'm very hopeful that he will pick up the line very soon. But as we wait for him to call in, I do want to talk a little bit about numbers. I don't know as much about numerology, but I do know that there's been a lot of buzz lately about the number 11, 11, 11. We recently had that. Let's see, let me turn off the cell phone. And we had that on Friday, actually, 11, 11, 11. And it actually was the birthday of one of my dear friends, and we spent the morning having a wonderful brunch, and I told him I was going to talk about this on the show. And we got there in time to be seated by 11:11 a.m. on 11:11:11. And I have to tell you, what we did was we took the time to basically, the message that he received, and this is my friend Reverend Anthony Farmer, who has also been on the show talking about meditation and his shamanic practices. But we took, he received a message about all of the incidences, the occurrences of the ones, and how they represent new beginnings. And when you see an abundance of the ones, think in terms of an abundance of new beginnings. And so what we did in the restaurant, it was like 11 of us gathered. How cool is that? We actually sat there in meditation at 11:11 on 11:11:11, and we started, we didn't speak aloud, but in our mind we were speaking all that we wanted to come to pass, all that we desired to manifest. So we were bringing about the new beginnings. So whatever was there, we would bring it. And I have to tell you, I really had a palpable feel of the energy that was raised during that powerful practice. So I don't know what will come to pass, but I do know in that moment with all of those ones and the new beginnings, it was pretty powerful. All right. I also would like to take this time, as we wait for our speaker, to share a little bit more about what we're doing with Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. Each month, I am partnering with Wilma Lee of Full Bloom Services. Now, some of you may remember Wilma from a few months ago when she was a guest on the show, and she talked about from grief to acceptance, because she's a spiritual life coach who also works with those who are in grief for, you know, lost family members, lost relationships, etc. So we have formed Hands That Heal, and so we combine our Reiki energy healing practices to provide a Reiki share each month. And what a share is a gathering of Reiki practitioners, whether you're level 1, 2, 3, you know, a master teacher. It doesn't matter what level of Reiki that you have been attuned to, but we gather and we heal. And we open it to the public so they can come in and receive healing from a variety of healers, and it's very powerful to have multiple hands raising the energy and providing healing. It is extremely powerful, and it is extremely peaceful and relaxing. And so we've had some wonderful results with that. And then what happens after our public leaves, our healers get together and we refill our own vessels that have been emptied out throughout the healing work that we do in the week and through the Reiki share. And so we refill through Reiki with ourselves, and then we have a nice communing time, a social time to talk and to potluck. So that's pretty powerful, and that is the fourth Sunday of November coming up following the holiday. And so that information can be found on my website, www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com. Again, www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com. All right. Now, we do have a caller on the line. It is not Dr. Wright, but I was wondering if our caller has any thoughts or any questions at this point that we can keep in the queue in case Dr. Wright does call in, and I'm not sure why he hasn't. I know this has happened before. That's what happens in radio. It's just par for the course. Things come up, and I do understand that. And so we have to shift gears sometimes. But I will make sure that if he does not call in, I will take any questions that callers have, and I will be responsible for calling you back. Let's see. There was one caller that just disappeared. I don't know who that is, but here's another caller. Hello, caller with the 202 area code. Are you there? Okay, that caller is not answering right now. We're just having a time today, but that's okay. One thing I do know how to do is talk, and so I do plan to give another few minutes to see if our guest will call in. But in the meantime, let me tell you what to expect for next month's show. Many of you have tuned in and have heard Christina Ruthheiser. You remember my friend Zena, who is my Scrabble nemesis as well. Zena wears other hats. She also is a holistic nutrition expert, and she is the person behind the Stress Monkey Guru webpage, website, and web services to help people learn how to alleviate stress in natural and holistic ways. So she is actually going to join me next month, and she's going to be co-host. And what we'll do is we'll take advantage of the holiday time to talk about how we can help people to get through the stress of the holidays, as well as look at ways to help support people to make healthy choices in their eating during the holidays. And I know she has some special insights because she has various holidays that she celebrates due to her family heritage. And we both have a holistic nutrition background, and we both have a stress management background. And so hopefully we'll be helpful for folks. Now, we also have another piece to the show. It is December, so it's time for our annual Holistic Holiday Gift Giveaway. And for those of you who were tuning in last year, you will remember that we had some wonderful goodies to give away to folks who called in. And this year we have some goodies as well for folks who call in. And we're also accepting more goodies. So if you have any goods, any products, any services that you would like to offer, we would be glad to accept those to give away to our callers and also to give a shout out to you and your business. Also, we love books, so if you've just written a book and you would like to plug your book on the show and you have a copy for one of our listeners to give away as one of our gifts, we would be glad to accept that. So you can contact me at my email, Tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com, and that's Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, or you can give me a call at my business number, 703-201-9743, and of course, you can always find me on Facebook, on Twitter, as natural_sista, S-I-S-T-A-H. You also can find me on LinkedIn and Blog Talk Radio. So there are multiple ways of getting a hold of me in case you want to donate wonderful goods or services for our second annual Holistic Gift Giveaway. And that the date of that show is November 27th. I'm sorry, November 27th is a Reiki share. The date of that show is actually December. I'm blanking out on that one. I see it listed here somewhere. All right. It's the second Sunday at 6 p.m. And I know that we're having a wonderful celebration for my mom on December 3rd, and her birthday is Sunday, December 4th. So we add 7 days to that, and there we go, December 11th for the great Holistic Holiday Gift Giveaway. All right. Well, months ago, we had a wonderful guest who was a writer, an author, and somehow it slipped his mind to call in, and I tracked down his agent, and I tracked down him, and he called in, and it was pretty much a half hour into the show or whatnot. And I have to tell you, I love to talk, but my mouth gets kind of dry talking alone. So I think what we'll have to do is reschedule with Dr. Wright, if he doesn't call in the next few seconds. I do have a caller right now. Let me check and see. Hello, caller. Do you have a question, or is this Dr. Wright?
Just listening.
Pardon? Just listening? Oh, okay, thank you. All right, well, that's a listener there. And so once again, our caller, Dr., or our guest, our numerology expert, Dr. Craig Wright. Something must have come up this evening, and he is not with us. So we are going to just entertain any questions you may have. I will pass on to him, or I would be glad to follow up and give you his contact information. His business is called Numerology Services, and he can be reached on Facebook as Craig Wright, or he also has a website where you can get a hold of him if you have questions for numerology, and that is www.craigwright.com, and that's C-R-A-I-G-E Wright. So CraigEWright.com. And so you can find out more about his numerology services and to register for his classes. He also has a radio program and he has a book that is out. So he has a lot of information that is out there. But I thank the callers who have called in to listen in
for some mind, body, and soul food. And I do apologize to you for taking the time to call in. And we don't have this wonderful meaty information about numerology for you. However, I hope that you will continue to listen in for next month when we have our Zena Ruth Heiser back with us, along with me to co-host as we talk about surviving the holiday stressors and making healthy food choices during the holiday, all at the same time of our holistic gift giveaway. All right. Let's see, and I'm seeing all sorts of numbers pop up now, and I'm seeing numbers in the area code, so I'm hoping that this one in particular is Reverend Wright. So one moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Is this Dr. Wright?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, hello.
Hi,
I was
Tanya.
This is Tanya. I was doing my tap dance. And so with my... And I was losing energy because I've been out of town and running around, so my tap dance was losing a little bit of its momentum. But I'm so glad to have you. We welcome you to Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry for the delay.
No problem. I gave folks information on how to contact you, and I was telling them such great information about you, but no one can do it like you can. If you would like to share with their listeners a bit about yourself, I know they would be glad to hear it.
Okay. My name is Craig Wright, and I have a PhD in metaphysics from the University of Metaphysics in Sedona, Arizona. I've been a professional numerologist since 1988. So that would be about 23 years, yes.
Well, I must say that was my year of graduating from college, so... When you say go back to the 80s, that was my time. So very good. You've been practicing for a good long time.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have a website at www.craigewright.com, and I have a book that I have published that's available at Author House. The name of the book is It All Adds Up. Mm-hmm. And I have clients all over the United States and internationally who call me for all types of things so they can get an insight, a spiritual insight into the activities that they are involved in based on the numbers and letters that are associated with it.
Okay, numbers and letters. That's the first time I've heard that, the
yes.
letter aspect. Okay.
Numerology is based on a belief that we were all created by the word, and words are symbolized with letters and numbers. Starts in grade school when teacher says, that's the A sound, that's the B sound. So we're taught the vibration and the symbol for it. Well, since we were created by the word, and words are symbolized with letters and numbers, the letters in your name and the numbers in your birthday, in fact, all letters and numbers really reveal spiritual qualities. Numbers are different from figures. We use figures to count, to measure things, to make sure our paycheck is right, to make sure we're not going over the speed limit. Those are figures. They reveal quantities, but numbers reveal qualities.
Ah, okay, okay.
For example, if I held up one pen and said, I have one pen in my hand, well, the number one in that case is symbolizing a quantity. But if I say, Tanya, you're number one, that means a whole lot more than you being an individual. It means you're the leader, the fastest, the top, the best. So
yes, yes. Okay. That makes sense.
Now, that number is a number that hasn't lost its meaning throughout the ages, but every number reveals a quality.
Okay. Well, you know, before you were on the line, I was telling them a little bit about what happened on 11-11-11 at 11:11 a.m. I went to celebrate the birthday of one of my friends, and there I really do believe there were 11 of us gathered. in a restaurant and how we had a powerful meditation in the restaurant at 11:11 a.m. To really focus on the repetition of all of those ones, symbolizing new beginnings. And so I just wanted to hear from you, the numerology expert. You know, I know there's been a lot of talk about 11, 11, 11, and even my mom in the country said, well, I heard something on the news or somewhere about I should light a white candle and I should make a wish upon it. And I just had to smile because even my mom was hearing something about 11, 11, 11. But if you could tell us what people who are, quote unquote, in the know about numbers, you know, the significance of the 11, 11, 11.
Well, for one thing, it's repetitious, so that draws everyone's attention to it. But in actuality, it was 11, 11, 11 in 2009.
Really?
Yes.
Now, according to what calendar?
You add all four digits in the year. So 2 plus 0 plus 0 and 9 equals 11. So that was the year when we truly had 11, 11, 11. But this year has everyone talking about it. We numerologists don't mind that people aren't adding the 2 and the 0 to the 11 because it's getting everybody talking about it and asking us questions. So.
You know, the light bulb really just went on with that, and I have to laugh because I do know enough to know about the adding of the numbers together, and you are perfectly correct. That 2009, that would have been the 11, 11, 11, okay?
But the number 11 is called a master number. All double digits are called master numbers, and in this case, it's the double one. And the 11 is called the master teacher. It's a number of great spirituality, illumination. It grants one a rapport with spiritual things. So it heightens energy and opens the crown chakra for those who are into chakras and understand chakras. It enhances our intuition, the third eye. It's a higher energy, and it helps us to manifest that which is within. The idea is the body is the temple, it's the shell for the spirit. And the number 11 really, really brings that spiritual illumination from within out to the fore, into the light.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, I have been told that my master number is 11.
Uh-huh.
So
was that based on your name or your birthday?
That was based on my birthday.
Okay. You want to share?
I guess I will tell everyone how old I am. Okay, I'll be your first example. 10/7/1965.
Okay.
And to all of you for whom I've been maintaining that I'm 39, now you know.
You and Jack Benny, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay, if you add 10 plus 7, that adds up to 17.
Yes.
And your year, 1965, that adds up to 21.
Mm-hmm.
21 and 17 is 38. And 3 plus 8 is 11. So, yes, you are a number 11, specifically the number 38. The 38 is a very powerful spiritual master number. It's powerful both spiritually and materially. The vibration carries a gift of vision, and it gives one a perfect blend of the conscious and subconscious, and that is what grants you a rapport with things of a spiritual nature. 11s often know things are going to happen before they do, and they are very poetic, imaginative, and they can see deeply into things that are hidden from most of us. You also have a number 7 birthday, which is enhancing that, because the 7 is a number of faith and wisdom, and it grants you intuitive abilities. You may amaze yourself with the things that you know.
Well, I'm feeling less amazed. More and more, I'm more accepting
of what mm-hmm. I'm knowing. It's mm-hmm. not so surprising, and I'm not doubting.
Good. I always recommend to my number 11 clients that they keep a pen and pencil or a tape recorder near their bed because mm-hmm. you will have dreams and visions. And upon awakening, if you have it right there near you, you'll be able to capture them.
Okay.
And you'll be able to act upon them and bring them into reality. 11 gives you a very powerful, intense spirituality and visionary qualities. If you embrace it through prayer, meditation, and develop those gifts,
mm-hmm.
it can, you can, or I should say, you have, because you have become a light. The mission of the number 11 is to be a light in a world of darkness.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I accept that message and that mission. And I'm going to start having that pad and pencil by my bed because I tend to lose. I know I have these nice, wonderful, interesting dreams, and then I wake up, you know, go about my business, and they're gone that quickly. So I'll
mm-hmm.
hold on to that because I do know that we receive messages in many different ways when we're paying attention.
Yes, when we are attuned.
Yes.
When you're a number 11, your opportunity to not pay attention, those opportunities are lessened. It's almost like you're directly connected to spirit and have to intuitively respond. You may have, mm-hmm. for example, spontaneous or automatic writing experiences where you
uh-huh.
just find a pen in your hand and you've got to write that idea down or get that poem down or write down that concept. So many 11s have little notes all scattered all over the place, on the back of notebooks, pieces of scraps of paper, old bills, anything that's nearby. When spirit starts broadcasting, you've got to get it down. So you need to be
yes.
having...
you can't see me, but I'm nodding my head.
You know, you just have to pull over out of traffic and write it down, you know. So 11 is like God's antenna, literally symbolizing those two upright lines, like God's antenna. It makes you connected to spiritual things. So when God starts broadcasting, the 11 picks up on the energy. And your job
okay.
is to translate that spiritual emanation, that raw spiritual emanation, into a form that the rest of us can understand through a painting
okay.
or a writing, a picture, a song. That way we can experience that height of elevation that you have access to all the time.
Whew. Thank you. Thank you. This is very inspiring for me. I'm sure you get this result many times from clients when you're speaking, when you're giving this information. It's resonating with them. And for me, it's like this little flash of heat came over me, like, oh, okay, this is confirmation of the path that I'm on and what I'm doing, et cetera, and this is inspiring me to stay focused and to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yes. Yes, you will be tested to see if you will. You will be tested by the people and situations you have to let go of in order to pursue your path.
I hear that, too. I hear that, too. And, you know, speaking of people, I have to say, you know, we could say forget the rest of the callers. You know, I'm having a good time now. However, I am going to be the light for others and not just greedily gobble up what I can, because I do see that we've had some callers who have their hands up. They would like to call in. So my first caller is from the 202 area code, 423 extension. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes.
Do you have
Hi.
A question
Hello.
For Dr.
Yes.
Craig?
Yes, my name is Robin, and I would like to know my master number.
Okay, Robin, when is your birthday?
11-23-60.
Okay. For those who are listening or just tuning in, what I'm actually finding for Robin and what I just did for Tanya is called the birth path number. The birth path is found by adding month, day, and year. It just so happened her birth path number was a master number, a double digit. So, Robin, I'm going to find your birth path number by adding 11 plus 23, which adds up to 34, and your year, 1960, when we add 1 plus 9 plus 6 and 0, adds up to 16. So I'm going to add 34 plus 16, and that equals the number 50. Okay, so your birth path number is the number 50. Well, in numerology, 0 in the beginning is a symbol for God. So that means you have a very close connection to spirit, Robin, and your prayers will always be answered. It also means you're going to face situations, the only way through them will be to pray. When the 0 shows up, it means God is your partner, and the 50 is the vibration of lasting success and happiness. It will bestow a life surrounded by friends and affection. The 50 makes you very romantic and emotional and devoted to your family, and you're looking for the perfect mate. You're going to hold on to your freedom until you can find Mr. Perfection. Your life will be one of activity and movement. And you like to socialize. You enjoy conversation with people. You may be drawn to the public life because you're a good lecturer and a good speaker. Okay? Your mission...
I'm sorry, I'm laughing because Robin is one of my public speaking students.
Oh.
Okay. And she is a good speaker.
You guys had me going there for a while. I said, oh, what's going on there? That's your gift. Our birth path reveals our spiritual gifts. Our spiritual gifts.
That is amazing because I've been going through a lot this last month, and the only thing I could do is pray, you know, because I couldn't make sense of anything else. So thank you. Yes. That was truly a blessing. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Robin. You are God's change agent. When you arrive on the scene, there's going to be change, and the keepers of tradition are going to label you a troublemaker and a boat rocker.
I love it.
Here comes Robin. Here comes trouble. But they may as well go along with you because you are God's change agent. So you symbolize the changes that God wants to see come into place. So, Robin, don't get involved with interacting or trying to persuade the soldiers. Go right to the general with your change. Don't try to change the soldiers, Robin. It's too many of them. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Go to the top. You will always have a friend in high places. Go to the top. Go to the general. Go to the head of the department. Go to the president of the corporation. Write a letter to them and watch your changes come into place.
Wow.
You are a natural attorney. I don't know if you went to law school, but you have all the gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, and you will be operating much as an attorney with or without the degree, okay?
My mother always said that. She said I'm a great debater.
Okay.
Mama knows.
Mama knows best. Well, folks, we have a whole string of callers now. Uh-oh. I think you've opened up a can of worms. Dr. Craig, Robin, thank you so much for calling in. I hope that's helpful for you. And we are going to take the next caller. It is in the 214 area code, and the extension is 212. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Dr. Craig?
Hello, Dr. Craig. This is Hakeem Mumford.
Hi, Hakeem.
How are you doing? How you doing, Ms. Professor Parker? I was actually quite interested in finding my birthright number as well, because numerology has always been something that it has always been pretty interesting to me since I am a philosophy major. So, I mean, I was wondering if you could, you know, possibly help me out with this.
I certainly can. What is your birthday?
My birthday is 5/12/1992.
Okay. In numerology, the number 12 is a number that symbolizes a clear intellect and a sharp mind. The number 12 is the number of genius. So you are a thinker. You are a thinker. Now, I'm not saying that just to swell your ego, because unto whom much is given, much is expected. Okay?
Yeah.
So if we add 1 plus 2, it equals 3. The number 3 is associated with singing, painting, dancing, writing, anything artistic, decorative, colorful. It's called the number of expression and youth. So, Akeem, keep your ID with you. You're going to always appear younger than you are. No one's going to believe your age. You have an amazing ability to express yourself, get to the point, and be convincing to persuade others. The three, many threes are artists as well. Okay? Now, what's interesting about your year is that it's also a 3. 1 plus 9 is 10. 9 and 2 is 11. 10 and 11 add up to 21, and 2 plus 1 is 3. So your day, the 12th, is a 3. Your year, which adds up to 21, is also a 3. And that is a tip-off that you are an old soul. You have been here many, many, many times before.
Oh, wow.
Okay? You did not have to return, but you came back, Hakeem, for one main reason, and that is to practice and to disperse peace, harmony,
wow,
and cooperation. So you're going to find yourself in the middle a lot with people who are arguing or can't get along with each other, but they'll all love you. And your job is to bring them together. And you can do that through your music. I don't know if you're using that gift, but you have...
I am, actually. I'm a musician. I've been playing instruments since I've been 3 years old. That's the crazy thing.
Excellent. 3 years old. There's that number
yes,
3.
Yes.
That's when it clicked in. That's
oh,
when it
wow.
clicked
Loving
in.
It.
So your music, when people listen to it, now I'm talking about your original music, the stuff you're composing, but you haven't shared yet.
Oh, man.
Okay?
This is really deep.
That's the medicine.
Hmm.
It doesn't matter if we're ready for it or not. You can't wait for us to be ready. You are the light.
That's right.
You
oh,
are
wow.
the light. Your month, day, and year add up to the same birth path as our host this evening. 5 and 12 is 17. 17 and 21 is 38. So you, too,
oh.
are a great spirit, a master spirit, a spiritual avatar. You have access to spiritual things. That's where you're getting the music, the harmony, the vibrations, the new energy that you're experiencing, but you have to share it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It doesn't matter if we're ready for it. That's going to set, your music is going to set different, the vibrational patterns will trigger the release of other souls who are here waiting to hear your music before they do their work. It's like the Manchurian Candidate.
Uh-huh.
But we're all connected, so each one has to do their part, like this radio show. Like her, she called me. I'm finally calling in to pass the vow to you. But you've got to start exposing people to the music that you are receiving, because it's going to trigger more harmony and peace. And that's the only reason why you came back. Your specialties
oh, wow.
will be in stringed instruments and drums.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You will also find that you're a collector. This goes for you too, Tanya.
Okay.
You guys will find you may have a tendency to collect things or hold on to things. And if that's true, don't let people tell you should throw it away. at least not until you get things appraised. But number 11, if you're out for a walk and you see a rock that you like and pick it up, odds are it either fell from space or it's got gold dust in it or something like that. So, you guys have an eye for quality and an internal guide. So even if you pick up a rock, get it appraised. Don't throw anything away.
Okay.
It may be collected. Hakeem, you have to maintain your patience and your diplomacy. You see, no one's going to get it right away because you're bringing in new things, so you have to be patient and calmly and diplomatically share it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So others can pick it up.
Oh, wow.
Well,
that information.
And I know it's hard to
you
digest
don't
it all.
You don't want to kind of just get fed up with folks, you know. Hang in there. There's something you've been waiting for, too, a long, long, long time. You've been waiting for it to come in. And before your next birthday, it will be here. The reward for prolonged endeavor is coming. It may be unfolding this month.
All right.
On that note, Hakeem, thank you for calling in, my fellow 3811 brother.
Keep writing.
Okay. All right,
and we have
you.
Another caller. Thank you, Hakeem.
All right.
We have another caller on the line. Let's see. Another one from the 202 area code. And this number is, 547 is the extension. Caller, do you have a question for Dr. Craig?
Yes. My name is Sabrina. And Dr. Wright, I wanted to know my master number.
Okay, Sabrina, when is your birthday?
5/7/1993.
Okay, Sabrina, you are a leader. You are a leader. Your name vibrates to the number one. And when you're a number one, sometimes you're born into a situation where there's people who are bossy or people who try to tell you what to do around you. And as a number one, those people will make you stand up for your independence. So if you've experiencing people trying to boss you around or tell you what to do, the reason that you chose that experience is because they're there to help you grow. Okay? They are there to help you grow. If we add your month, your day, it's 12, and your year adds up to 22, 1993 adds up to 22. That indicates you're going to have an opportunity to have an international experience, to travel and visit other lands. You may end up having a home in another country. I want to encourage you to write because there's the possibility that something you write can make it to the big screen. Are you working with theater in any way?
No, not yet. I plan on to.
Not yet. Okay. Well, let me give you a thumbs up. Or say, yes, I encourage you to move into that direction because the number 22 is associated with film, theater, the big screen, movies, having an international impact, and that's showing up in your chart. You have the chart of a leading lady.
Okay.
This year for you, if you have an opportunity, I'm trying to think of how to put this. Education is important and specialization is vital. Okay? Even if you have to move, even if you have to change your residence in order to pursue your education, you have to develop your specialty and pursue that fire inside of you. You won't have a lot of people cheering you on. You're going to have people telling you you can't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You're going to have people telling you it can't happen, you can't do it, who do you think you are, why aren't you just acting like the rest of us?
there's a story called The Ugly Duckling that comes to mind, and it looks like you're a swan egg who may have rolled into a duck nest. People will tend to doubt your abilities, but that is by design to teach you to rely on that inner voice, that spiritual guide within that tells you you're the best, you're the top, you can do this. Okay, so I'm going to chime right in with it, telling you you're the best, you're the top, and the limelight is ahead for you. Expect to be on stage in front of people in some way, shape, or form, Sabrina, because you are a star.
Sabrina, I hope you're listening to this.
Yes,
Dr.
Listening.
Craig, this is another one of my speech students. So
some powerful souls in your class. Wow.
Well, I learn from them as well, and so this is helping me to know how to encourage them too. So I appreciate this insight. We do have another caller as time is winding down, but Sabrina, thank you so much for speaking up and calling in, and I'm really hoping that you will get on stage pretty soon.
Okay.
We have another caller from
Like that's going to be one of her assignments.
Well, I'm going to work with her. I'm going to work with her on it. We have a caller from the 443 area code, and I recognize this number, 622 extension. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for Dr. Craig?
I do. Hey, Tanya, how are you?
I'm good, Lisa.
And hi, Dr. Craig.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Craig. So I'm listening to the show, and I'm hearing you give out a lot of, you've given out master readings on people's master numbers. And so you've given out a lot of information. And it seems like something very similar to a reading, something very similar to astrology. So what I want to know, someone who doesn't know much about numerology, is that where does someone like you who has a PhD, who studied numerology, where does the scientific evidence come in? Where do you get it from? Because what I want to know is that what you're telling people, what you may tell me in terms of my master number, how serious should I take it? How valid is it? Because
tell me your birthday, Lisa.
Very positive information, almost
Lisa,
what? Yes.
Tell me your birthday. I'll share some information, and then you can tell me how you should take it, how relevant
okay.
it is.
Okay, so my birthday is 1/5/1967.
Okay, the number 5 is a symbol for freedom. The number 5 we find in the story of the scripture of the story of David. David and Goliath. When you read the original Hebrew, it wasn't one stone he picked up. It was 5 stones he picked up, and those 5 stones became one. So when you're a 5, you're here to learn temperance. Those 5 stones symbolize the 5 senses. So the senses must be spiritualized. It's a nice story, but the story is really about spiritualizing the senses, and in so doing, we can conquer this material world, the Goliaths in our lives. So you're going to be tested with your senses, food, drink, wine, sex, song. And you're going to be tested with that by having a very beautiful appearance, okay, where you are attracting attention. I mean, you step outside and people start slamming on the brakes. Okay. Now, I've never met you, but I'm sharing with you information about the 5. It's about temperance and easy does it. So the only way you can be tested for your sweet tooth is to be born in a bakery. So you're going to have a really, really attractive exterior, and people are going to be drawn to you not for sensuality but for your wisdom. You see, you had a previous lifetime as a scribe. And scribes were human photocopy machines, if you will. They didn't have that type of equipment there, so they would share information with scribes, and scribes would duplicate the laws, the books about medicine, the books about spirituality, the books of anything that was a book and written down, because in the old days, only kings and the literate people knew how to read. So you had to be wealthy, or you had to be in charge of a monarch or a scribe. And some of those scribes had their tongues cut out, so they could not tell what they saw. But this time, in this lifetime, you are here to shout it from the rooftops, to share your wisdom, to tell people information that you have, to challenge authority, to step up, to be that person that is here to rock the boat, if you will. You will also find you have an amazing ability to communicate, and you are a writer. If you haven't written a book yet, it's just a matter of time. I'm going to add your month, your day, and your year, 1 and 5 and 6. Your year adds up to 17. Excuse me. 1 plus 9 plus 6 and 1 is 17. 17 and 6 is 23, and 2 plus 3 is 5. That's the number of temperance, change, versatility. In fact, you have to be very, very aware that because of your ability to change so quickly, it's actually hindering you from accomplishing your goals. Your challenge, therefore, Lisa, is to follow through. Fives have a tendency to start and stop, start and stop, start and stop, mainly because they have a mental ability and they absorb information quicker, so they don't need to stay with things as long as we do. But when you're pursuing your projects, you have been one step away from complete and total financial freedom in one of your projects, but you stopped it and started a new one. Now, most of the time when I share that information, the project the person was working on flashes back into their mind. Okay? So follow through. There's something you were doing. You stopped too soon. It was about to happen for you because you came here to have a life of ease, financial worries put on the burner so you could have freedom to travel and speak and share and bring new ideas and new concepts. That's why you're here. Now, how did you find that? Was that accurate or was it meaningful?
Was that something you should take seriously?
Yes.
Honestly, Dr. Craig, you have hit right on the button, honestly.
yes.
Especially with the part about projects starting and stopping. And that has been one of my biggest hindrances, one of my biggest challenges.
Thank God for allowing this call tonight.
Exactly. You know, wanting to starting something and then, you know, stopping right in the middle of the project or towards the end of the project because something else has popped in my head and I want to work on this. So the previous project never gets finished.
Yeah.
So, you know, pretty much everything that you just said, I can totally relate to. I don't know
visit my website. All I can tell you is, it was my gift. My story of numerology, no one came to me with a book. No one told me about numerology. No one around me even heard of it. But I was being prepared to become an engineer. My parents sent me to math classes and science classes since I was 11 years old. They discovered I had an ability for math. That's all they taught me. But my the turning point in my life came when my best friend died from a drug overdose when I was 21 years old. That was back in 72. I was 21 years old. And I didn't even know he was using. And I began to pray and ask God, why am I here? What is this all about? If it's going to be this painful, take me now. And it's true. If you seek, you find. If you knock, the door opens. After seeking to know, I would look at a license plate in a car and just start hearing, sounds crazy, hearing information about the person. I'd be checking out in the food line, and I would hear information looking at their name, so I had to go back to prayer, because that was kind of scary. And then God told me, I'm granting you the gift of discernment.
Mm.
So that's the only way I can tell you is how I know. It's taken me, you know, a few years to be able to speak boldly and just share with you what God is telling me about you, because there's a those are God's projects we're talking about, and you're not here just to do one thing, it's true, but you have to hang in there until it's completed, because it's vital that you get these structures in place, because they're going to bring about change.
Now, I have to insert right here, the program is about to end, but Dr. Craig, if you could hold on for another few minutes, we do have some callers, so after we go off the air, if you don't mind talking with them, thank you. So callers, hold on.
Hang in there, Lisa. Ultimately, you're going to be
there.
A philanthropist. You're all right. Hang in there.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Wonderful. So we do have...
She's going to be giving away millions before it's all over with. Just giving them away, you know? Just
well, you know, that's
powerful.
Good to hear, because Lisa is my partner. So.
Oh, my goodness.
So
goodness.
If we have millions to give away, for her to give away, then that's
still
a blessing.
Chills. I still have chills from just looking at the numbers on her chart, you know?
Oh, okay.
I love it. I just can't stop. I'm sorry. I just can't stop talking about it. She got to learn to delegate, and that's going to help her complete.
Okay.
If she can, you know, delegate, then she can complete, because she's got to go on to other things, but she needs other people there to finish them up.
Okay.
Okay. I'll stop. Now.
Well, I have another caller in the 202 area code. 553 is the extension. You have a question for Dr. Craig.
Greetings, greetings. This is Maria. How are you, Sister Parker?
Oh, I'm good, Maria. How are you?
All right, fine. I missed most of the show because I was out and I rushed in to try to get you, and I must have gotten turned in the last maybe 5 minutes or so.
Oh, well, we're running over time now for Dr. Craig to entertain the callers that we have on the line. So you have a question for him.
I have some situations going on financially, and I just want to understand if that's going to work out okay.
Okay, when is your birth date, Maria? Your month and day?
9/16/1953.
Okay. 9/7. You're also an old soul. Your month is a 9, and your year, 1953, adds up to 18. That's also a 9.
Okay.
The way for you to alleviate your financial situation is to take something that you have and give it away.
Take something that I have and give it away.
That sounds excellent. I knew you would understand, Maria.
Yes.
You know why you're here.
Yes.
You're the rescuer. You're giving... Your giving multiplies what you have.
Wow, because that's what I was in a better financial situation. I used to be able to give a lot, and I was always having things come to me. But I had this little incident that stopped me, you know, from getting in the revenue that I usually
you started. You started thinking you did not have, but you did.
Wow.
You just started thinking. You do not have, but the fact of the matter is, you do. You have great abundance.
Uh-huh.
The flow
uh-huh.
has just been blocked, but when you give something away, it'll start the flow again. Also, something showing up for you financially is having your own business and employing your family.
Yeah, that's what I always dreamed about, doing that. Wow.
That's also blocking the flow. That's because you haven't pursued that.
Because I'm not making it happen.
Exactly. The number 24. Yes, it is. God is good, isn't he? God is good. And these numbers are just symbols. I know we think in terms of numbers as being numbers, but they are symbols for spiritual qualities. In Psalms 90, verse 12, Moses writes, "So teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom." And by understanding the number code, it provides an insight into who we are spiritually and why we came here. You came here to establish a family business, a family enterprise.
That's what I always intended.
And
to
provide jobs.
Young as I can remember.
Let me explain something. That's your contract.
Okay.
Isaiah
that's my
said,
contract.
Before we are formed in the womb, we have a contract.
Uh-huh.
So God is telling me to remind you about your contract that you had, and when you start to fulfill that, it's going to flow.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Powerful, huh, Maria?
Yes, Dr. Papa, you know I love you, you know.
And
so
I love you too, Maria.
Yes, thank you so much. So I'm going to hang up now, and I'm going to marinate on this information.
Well, thank you for calling in, Maria, and good luck with that project. Keep in touch. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so
much. By February, it'll be in place, Maria, but be prepared to let go of the old.
Okay.
To usher in the new. By February, it will be in place.
Yes, I'm working at that now, that just letting go, because I think that I was there one time, and then something happened, and then, wow. But I got it now. I'm on the right track.
You got it now.
All right. I got it now. Thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Thanks. Good night, Maria. All right. We have one more caller. We have several callers on the line still, but one more caller who actually has the little question mark up, indicating that they have a question. So if the other callers have a question, please make sure you follow the prompts to let us know that you want to ask a question. So this is another 202 area code caller, 547 extension. Caller,
hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, caller.
Hello.
Your name is Joyce.
Hello. My name is Edwina Riddick Bush.
Edwina.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good.
Hi, Edwina.
Uh-huh. What it is, I have two questions. One is I'm having bad finances now, and the other one is I'm at Catholic University. I'm studying to be a librarian. That's the only library school in town. I would have never gone there if UDC had it, but Catholic University is the only school that has library science. I don't know why schools in D.C. don't cater to the library. And I just want to know, will I ever be a librarian? And this is my first semester there at Catholic U. And the other thing is I'm kind of doing bad financially because I was excess from my job at D.C. public schools as a special ed teacher.
When is your birth?
What's in the future for me?
Is your name spelled E-D-W-I-N-A?
That's correct.
Okay, and when is your birthday, Edwina?
6/16/1954.
Okay. I can see why you're being drawn to the library, and you have an affinity with words. You're very patient. You're good with details. But, Edwina, the Spirit is pulling you toward the books because Spirit wants you to write a book.
Oh, you want me to write a book? Oh, you know, I've always wanted to be a writer. In fact, at one time I was going to George Washington University, and I was in the publication specialist program. And, you know, I was trying to get into the newspaper, on a newspaper, you know, like Washington Post, those type jobs.
Yeah.
And my dad died, and I was one course short from getting my publication specialist degree.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to go back to the program, and they had abolished the program. They no longer had it. And then I got back to D.C. public schools. That was a time I was going through unemployment too. And I never waste my time. I always get right into my books because that's a comfort for me. And not so much a comfort. It's I feel I have to still achieve. And by the way, I'm Sabrina's mom, too.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sabrina's mom.
How you doing?
Well, the name Edwina is a number 11.
Oh, 11.
Which indicates you are a master teacher. You're here to teach others. Mm-hmm.
That's my I have a certification in elementary education, and I have one in special education, and I have a master's in interdisciplinary studies, curriculum, and instruction. All that is just a master's in education too. You can't do much with it. And I'm in Catholic first semester with the library. I can either go back to the school system with it, or I can go to D.C. Public Library or any other, you know, Montgomery County or Prince George.
Get the idea that the master teacher is transcending the classroom experience. Am I right, Brother Craig?
Yes. This is for teaching others, teaching people about truth and light and wisdom. In fact, your birthday, the number 16, 1 plus 6 is 7, and 7 is the number of faith. So you have the gift of faith. The scripture tells us if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains.
Yes, we can.
So you are a mountain mover.
Yeah, I feel I am.
You are a mountain mover. You just have to hold on to your faith and continue to visualize. And if that's what you desire, it will be yours.
Okay? Oh, my goodness. I like that.
But let me share this with you.
Yes.
The number 16 symbolizes the fact that you are here to write books.
Oh, I love to write.
Okay?
You can ask my daughter. She sees me just at Catholic Youth. They ask, you know, we have a lot of midterms that are with writing. I'm just detail orientated and everything. I'm very much into writing. I don't feel like I'm a pro at it, but I don't do bad with it.
I'm suggesting
that could be
a means of income for you as well.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Writing is a means of income for me.
Yes, you won't be totally successful at winning until you have your own business.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I am able to work with my homework, with my studies. I am a home worker a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to have to move on to other callers. But, Edwina, thank you so much for calling in. And I hope to hear from Sabrina that you'll be writing very soon and we get to read all that you, master teacher, have to share.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
All right. Now, I know you have a life, Dr. Craig, so I don't want to hold you too much. We do have a caller from the 562 area code. Caller, are you on the? You are on the air. You have a question for Dr. Craig?
Yes.
Hello?
I am here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, I'm 918-56. And thanks, Dr. Craig, for staying on over. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, sir. Like many of the other calls that have called in, you have matching digits in your birthday, the 9 for September, and your day of birth, the 18th. 1 plus 8 is also 9.
Right.
Whenever the day or the month and the day or the year, whenever any of those numbers match, it means you are an old soul, and you have been here many, many, many times before. And there's only one reason why you came back, sir, and that is to be of service.
Okay.
To be of service, to teach, counsel, nurture, to rescue people in need, particularly children.
Wow, that's so true.
When this pattern shows up, it means your family will not necessarily be your relatives.
So true.
You may have to get as far away from your relatives as you can before you can find your family.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Why is that, though? I've always wondered that.
Well, metaphysically speaking, we choose our own life experience based on our need to learn and grow. So very often, if we are here to spread love, harmony, peace, and joy, and to uplift people as you are, we have to be born into a situation where it is not there.
Exactly.
The lack of it brings it out and just dramatizes the need, and that energizes you and vibrates you and fires your engines and reminds you of why you are here.
Exactly.
See, you've been here many, many, many times before, giving lifetimes of service. And this time you are, I mean, you give, but you get little or nothing back from those you give to. That's how intent you are to be of service. There's no strings attached. It doesn't matter. This is love at the highest level of selflessness. Okay.
Wow.
Selflessness. You may have had an experience as a martyr in a past lifetime. And today,
mm-hmm.
you're giving. People say, oh, man, you a chump. They're taking advantage of you. You a sucker. How can you do that? Wise up. Why are you being stupid? But you just keep on giving. It doesn't matter what people say, because you know that the giver gets more. The giver, in fact, because we can't beat God given, the more you give, the more you will have, and ultimately, you have the potential to become a philanthropist.
Right.
Where there's foundations set up in your name, where people are going to school and going to college 50 years from now from the finances that you left behind. So
wonderful.
Don't stop giving. Don't stop giving. God is going to multiply everything that people have seemingly taken away from you is coming back to you tenfold. And your ability to influence the lives of children is crazy. There's no other word I can put. They're going to be drawn to you like a magnet. They're going to come to you and tell you stuff they won't tell their parents. And you're a mentor. And the children that come into contact with you are going to go on and become big. They want to be names themselves, you know.
Okay.
And they're going to, I know it's not why you're doing it, but they're going to give you all the credit too. So right
That's
now
powerful.
You're giving and you're not getting anything back, but they're going to uplift your name and say you were the reason that they became who they are today.
Wow, thank you so much. What's the name of the
thank
show?
You for being here. Thank you for being here.
I'm sorry, you had a question, caller?
Yeah, what's the name of this show, because I'm going to download it?
Oh, it's called Numerology November for
okay.
Mind, Body, and Soul Food. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling.
All right. All right. So, whew. We've
yeah,
heard
family,
a lot.
His family tried to put out his flame, but when they tried to put the flame out, but they didn't realize every time they threw a bucket on him, that just made him grow.
All right.
Water, he just
I
got
like
bigger
that.
And bigger.
I like that. We have one more caller, and I think it's a repeat caller. Lisa,
okay.
Are you back on the line?
I never left the line, but I don't have another question.
Oh, I saw the question mark raised. So, okay, I'll put you back on mute and we'll close things up. Thank you. All right, I think we have finally gotten through with our callers. Talk about a popular topic, huh?
Yeah.
I think people are really thirsting for knowledge. They want to know. They're very open. And so I'm
yeah.
so thankful for that.
I want to thank you for being the forum and the connector and enabling all of us to connect today, for having the strength of your convictions to follow through and do what you do.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you. And I must say that with the popularity of this call, I might call on you again if you are open sometime
yeah.
next year to coming back.
Yes, I am. Yes,
oh,
I am.
Thank you so much. Could you tell us how folks can tune in to your radio program?
I sure will. They can visit my website. It's www.craigewright.com. And there they'll find a link to my radio show because many of your callers weren't in my my area code. So I'm not sure if they can pick up WEAA or not. That's another way you can do it. You can log on to Morgan State University Radio, which is WEAA.com. And on Wednesdays and Fridays at 10:50, I do the numerology report.
Wonderful.
Of course, on my website, they can see the different services that I offer as well, readings, forecasts, and other insightful information. It's all available through the Secrets of Numbers.
Okay, wonderful. And also the name of your book, I know we can access it through your website because I've been on there and to check it out.
Yeah, the book is called It All Adds Up. It All Adds Up. And when you go to the website and click to the link, it'll take you to the publisher's page. And from there, you have to enter It All Adds Up into their search engine, and my book page will pop up.
Wonderful. Thank you again for sharing your wonderful knowledge on mind, body, and soul food. I mean, talk about...
You're very, very welcome, Tanya.
You know, because I am a speech teacher, I love language as well. And, you know, this whole mind, body, and soul food, I've talked to my students about the metaphor and how it can grow old. But I have to tell you, we have nutritiously noshed on numerology tonight.
Delicious.
it was truly delicious, yes. And
the
actually, go ahead.
The thing I like most about what I do, Tanya, is I get to meet the solutions. Many people watch the news at night and they read the paper or they see problems. I get to meet the people who are here to solve those problems. You have a lot of very strong, masterful souls in your class who are there to master the art of communication so that they can spread their light.
Yes, and I tell them day one, I am here to teach you more than public speaking. I am very clear about that. And
you've
so it is my honor and privilege.
You got some old souls there. Yes, you do. Some shakers and movers.
All right. All right. Well, thank the rest of the callers who have been tuning in. And I would just like to leave you all with some mind, body, and soul food to go. And this is paraphrased from the great scientist Pythagoras. Everyone remembers the Pythagorean theorem in math.
Father of mathematics.
Father of mathematics. Love, life, happiness, sorrow, empires, decisions are all built upon the power of numbers. Right? So my question is for you, are you satisfied with how life is adding up for you? All right. Thank you all. And you all have a great evening.
Okay. Good night, Tanya.
Good night.
1, 2, here I go. Well, I'm